Do you have any particular memories of wartime?
Yes, my father was in the Home Guard, and the Home Guard unit was placed, as you're going towards Sopwell from Malhouse Lane, you go under the bridge and it was immediately on your right at the base of the embankment, the railway embankment. Yeah. And my father was, well, I don't think he was commanding officer, but he was pretty high up in the thing, and they had their post there. And every time the sirens went, which were on the EAC buildings, which was a munitions factory during the war, he used to have to go down to the pubs. And there was just one night when he came flying in and said to my mother, don't ask questions, get you and Mary and the dog under the dining room table. It was a great big Georgian mahogany job, which he'd pushed up against the staircase wall. And, you know, it was there permanently. So we got under, and he didn't come back until about 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, the sirens had got given the all clear. Mother said, I should come back earlier, you know, all very huffy because she'd had to spend the night under the table. Yeah. And she said, what was that all about? He said, well, couldn't tell you, but it's gone now. There was a munitions convoy parked in the lane at the end of the road. And, you know, if it had been hit, we'd have all gone up. My grandfather's house was requisitioned. He lived in London Road. Yeah. He died in 1940. I mean, he'd hardly been buried before it was requisitioned. And the army had it. And there was houses down Newhouse Park that were empty as well. Yeah. So there were a lot of military around. One of our group, I don't know who, managed to get hold of a beautiful crystal. It was about 3 inches long and cut like a razor. And we started carving into the plane trees in Newhouse Park, as one would, you know. It was very good. It made some lovely things. Yeah. And unbeknown to us, innocent children that we were giving indications that there was a munitions factory in the area. The symbols we were using. We didn't know what they were.
Well, how did you make these symbols up then?
We just, this is a nice shape, let's do this. I mean, just pure chance. Yeah. And we got interviewed by the police. Yeah. That was a bit frightening. During the war, they had far more, you know, real flocks of sheep on the golf course. Yeah. And it was my job to cook the porridge for breakfast. Yeah. And I went down, I wanted to start the porridge, and I looked out the window and got the fright of my life because this head went by and I couldn't think what it was. So very, very timidly, I went to the window and had a look out. And sheep had escaped from the golf course and had brought themselves down Newhouse Park, wandered into our garden because the gate was open, and found the orchard at the bottom and were busy devouring the plums and apples. And by the time my father got straight onto the phone, and by the time they'd found the shepherd and got them out, we'd lost most of our fruit crop.
Oh.
Not popular. Mm. But that was quite a shock.
Mm. Did you see any actual aerial fighting?
Didn't see any aerial fighting. But I remember Dickie and I were in the garden and we heard this plane coming over. It was a German plane. And we looked up. Oh, there it is. And it suddenly we realised it was discharging a bomb. So instead of hurling ourselves onto the ground, we both rushed to the highest point in the garden to see if we could see where it was going to fall. Yeah. And it fell sort of somewhere between the Orbital and Handley Page. It was only a short one, you know, a small one. Yeah. But he was obviously ditching it. But that's the only time I was aware of anything. But of course, we did have the landmines at Knapsbury and Hill End, which had a strange effect on our house. We had leaded windows. And the Knapsbury one blew them north, but they still stayed intact, but they were all bowed in the northerly direction. Then the Hill End one blew them south. Yeah. And the house actually shifted. It was built on a concrete raft, because it was on gravel. My grandfather built it. And the raft shifted from the force of the Hill End one. And the only thing that was damaged was the gas main. And that snapped. But the water and the electricity were still intact. and the house didn't have a crack. Various people in the road had ceilings down. We didn't have any damage at all, apart from that gas main.
How do you then?
When that happened, one of them must have been 12 or 13, because I was staying next door, because my mother was in hospital. And we'd been doing a jigsaw in the corner of their living room, and it was announced that it was bedtime. And we got up and said, can we leave it there until tomorrow? We haven't finished. Yes. We got up, walked over to the fireplace, and the ceiling came down where we'd been sitting. And that was the result of that landmine.